NPR.
The news about the economic impact of the coronavirus outbreak has been moving incredibly fast in recent days. Stock markets have fallen throughout the world. Economists are furiously trying to predict just how much the outbreak is going to hurt U.S. economic growth. And businesses are obviously really worried about how this is going to affect their employees and, of course, their profits.
Hopefully in that order.
Yeah, hopefully in that order.
It's really hard to know just how bad things are getting or will get for the overall economy, especially if you're trying to follow this in real time. And to understand why it's so hard, we asked Bill McBride, who runs the website Calculated Risk, about his favorite economic indicators. Bill is like one of our favorite indicator watchers. And he likes the monthly employment report, which is what we cover on Jobs Friday.
Jobs Friday!
Yeah, it tells us how many jobs the economy is creating. And he also likes housing starts, which just tells you how many new houses have just started being built. And finally, he likes new home sales, which is just the sales of new homes.
But all of those are released after the month's over with. Employment report fairly quickly, but it's got about a 2 to 3 week lag. And housing starts and new home sales, they're a few weeks after the end of the month.
For example, we won't really know what happened to jobs in late February, the impact of coronavirus on the job market, until next Jobs Friday in early April.
And so you might think, well, fine, I'll just follow the news to find out what's going on. And there you might read that events like the big South by Southwest Film and Music and Media Festival in Austin, Texas, has been canceled. And that's going to hurt, amongst a lot of other people, the service workers like the bartenders and the people who work in restaurants who depend on a big turnout for the festival to make their money.
But the problem with just using stories to understand what's happening in the whole economy is that those stories are usually about individual people or individual companies or events.
Yeah, so what do you do if you're someone who wants to track the effects of the epidemic for the overall economy in real time? Like, say, if you're the hosts of a podcast that does
that very
thing. Say
if you host a daily economics podcast,
exactly.
Yeah.
Bill McBride has chosen what he refers to as high-frequency indicators. These are indicators that all come out weekly, and they give a sense of how people and companies are behaving in response to the epidemic.
So, here we go. Planet Money, high-frequency indicator number one, domestic weekly box office movie sales. So these come out once a week, every Friday, and they just tell us how much money people have spent to see movies at the theaters.
Yeah.
Does it count? Does it count popcorn?
I don't think so. I think it's just movie tickets.
Oh, I feel like that's a little indicator,
too. It does matter. That's true.
You know, yeah. Are you sneaking in the Milk Duds? Or are you buying them there?
Yeah. The obvious reason, though, that box office movie sales is a good indicator of the effects of the coronavirus outbreak is that going to the movies is a recreational activity that a lot of people enjoy. And since one of the worries about the virus is that you might catch it in a crowded room, people might start avoiding movie theaters. And that would obviously show up as a fall in the box office numbers. So what do those box office numbers show so far?
Well, the box office sales shows us the movie theaters are doing fine. It's running at about the same rate as last year.
To be specific, people have spent about $1.7 billion on movie tickets this year, which is just slightly less than they'd spent at this point last year.
But, you know, we also know that it's going to drop because some major movies are going to get moved. The most recent James Bond movie got moved to the second half of the year, and it was supposed to open, I think, next week or in 2 weeks. So, you know, if blockbusters move towards the end of the year, that's going to cause it to drop. Plus, you know, we should see a demand drop as soon as people start really getting a little more nervous about the spread of the disease.
So keep an eye out for that one. And now, high frequency indicator number two, the hotel occupancy rate, which comes out every Thursday. And as the name implies, the hotel occupancy rate is the share of hotel rooms in the country that are occupied, that are being used by people staying in hotels.
And it would make sense for this rate to also decline if enough people are canceling their trips, maybe they're afraid of flying, or because enough businesses are no longer sending their employees to travel for business meetings or conventions. And here's what Bill says is happening to this rate.
Well, hotel occupancies actually started to soften a little over the last couple weeks.
Soften, you mean it's gotten worse, right? That's like econo jargon speak for it's gotten worse.
Yes, it's econo jargon for worse.
Okay.
In other words, the occupancy rate is lower than we had expected, but only by a couple percent. In the airport hotel area, it's down by probably 4 or 5% over the last couple weeks. below what we would expect at this time of year.
Right now, about 64% of hotel rooms are being used. That is lower than this time last year. Plus, the number has started to fall recently. So there are signs that the virus has already started to affect travel. And the fact that occupancy at airport hotels has fallen by even more could be a sign that a big cause of the decline is that all those companies are not sending their employees to travel for business meetings.
And Bill McBride has one more high-frequency indicator that he recommends, and it's probably the single best indicator for knowing what's happening in the overall economy, rather than in a limited number of sectors. And we'll share that one with you right after this quick break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Chobani Oat. Made to taste just like milk. It's creamy, frothy, and great with coffee and cookies. But without the dairy, because it's not milk, it's almost milk. New Chobani Oat.
Support also comes from Kohler Intelligent Toilets. With smart features ranging from warm water cleansing to automatic air freshening, Kohler Intelligent Toilets are designed to provide an elevated experience. More at Kohler.com/intelligent toilets.
Okay. The last high-frequency indicator for tracking the effects of coronavirus outbreak on the U.S. economy, courtesy of Bill McBride, and it's this: initial weekly jobless claims.
Whenever someone loses their job, they can file a claim for unemployment insurance with their state government, and those claims get counted every week.
And that gives you kind of a feel for how many people are being let go, because those are people that lost their jobs and aren't quitting their jobs. They've actually lost for some other reason. So that's been running around 210,000 a week, and that's a very low number historically. So that's something that we should expect to see start to increase, maybe even in the data released this Thursday, which will be for last week. And I really expect it in the following week, where we're going to start seeing people laid off in the hotel and the cruise and the airline industries.
So far, these numbers show that the overall effects of the virus have not yet started to really damage the U.S. economy, even though some individuals and some businesses have already really started to feel these effects. But as Bill says, the story could change quickly in the next few weeks, with the overall damage becoming more clear. And if that's the case, then he expects that damage to show up in these three indicators: weekly movie box office sales, hotel occupancy rates, and especially initial weekly jobless claims.
And by the way, if you, our listeners, also want to keep up with these indicators, we'll post links to all of them at npr.org/money. And there we'll also post a link to Bill's website, Calculated Risk. It really is, in my humble opinion, the single best website to follow U.S. economic indicators. And not such a bad compliment to this podcast
High
you're
praise,
listening to right now.
Cardiff Garcia.
You know? Yeah.
Wow.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Darius Rafieyan. Our fact checker is Brittany Cronin. Patty Hirsch is our editor. The Indicator is a production of NPR.